Well, that has happened for years, and we never take it for granted. Thank you for making us number one in the great state of Michigan once again. We work hard for that, and we always will. All right, a guy who's been working hard and busy with more to do, Todd Flood, the attorney, managing partner at Flood Law, who's staying right on top of the James and Jennifer Crumbly sentencing right now. We heard from both of them over the last couple of hours, and we want to hear from you, Todd. Is it all going pretty much as you would have guessed?
Yes, actually it is. It's just one really, really sad day. I think, candidly, what an emotional, heartfelt impact the victims had on the judge. If you walked out of there with a dry eye, I don't know how that's possible. It was shaking. The guidelines scored, I think the judge went along with how they were scored by probation and the pre-sentence investigation report and the guidelines that the government put forth. So now it's going to be a question of whether or not the judge sentences the Crumblies to beyond the guidelines to a 10-year sentence as opposed to anywhere between 43 and 86 months to 15 years. So the bottom end could be 83 months and obviously the top end 15, meaning they would have their first visit to parole after they served the 53 months. If the judge goes over the guidelines, she could sentence them to 10 years, two-thirds of the 15, so 10 to 15.
All right. Do you expect them to be sentenced equally, or will what has come out from what we've heard James Crumbly doing while he was in jail, calling the prosecutor a bunch of names and blaming a lot of people, some say blaming everyone but himself, is that going to weigh heavily on what the judge finds in terms of his time that he'll spend in jail?
So I would have said yes. He would be the one that would potentially have more time, but he's the only one that got up and apologized. He's the only one that, you know, of the two that I saw anyway, unless something's changed in the interim, and apologized to the families and showed remorse. That's, I think, is a big step for a court to hear. And what impact that has on the court may basically nullify those threats. I think they will be very close in time, if not the same. Jennifer Crumbly, obviously you heard it. She's the one that wouldn't have changed anything. One, two, she was the last one with that gun with the shooter. She's the one that was derelict in it. So those things really play out to me as being irresponsible. But we'll see. I think, candidly, it's going to be probably the same as far as sentencing goes.
Interesting last bit of his mea culpa speech that James Crumbly brought up the parents, Tate Myers' father and others, saying that they need to be told the truth, and the truth has not been revealed yet. All of the story of what took place, what should have happened, what didn't happen, who's to blame, all of that. He brought that up at the end, saying that they deserve to have that information. Did he do that to try to get, I don't know, somebody on his side, or what was he doing?
So there's this looming question with the everybody in the case of the responsibility of the school and what happened at that school and how, you know, the counselor received all these messages but didn't share those messages with the parents prior to that fatal day. So, you kind of can sum it up like this. You know, when you ask the counselor, can you imagine the cross-examination? You went to school, you got your master's, oh, I see, you got your PhD, oh, I see. The next thing, you see Mr. Crumbly over here? He's a Uber driver. His education is not that of yours. He's got a GED. And you didn't do anything except for overtly bury things. The truth may, that's what he may be speaking of. And I think that's something that he was trying to echo to the parents.
All righty. Todd, always a pleasure. I wish it weren't on these topics, and we'd wish this would be over. It'll never be over for the families, that's for
right.
sure. I know you're about to go on Channel 7 and elsewhere. So, as I say, it's a busy day for you, but thanks for your help, Todd.
Paul W., always a pleasure being with you. Thank you.
Todd Flood, attorney, managing partner at Flood Law. We stay on top of the James and Jennifer Crumbly sentencing. When we have an answer, you will have that answer very quickly as we continue in focus on WJR.